Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner.
Yes.
My name is Chelsea. I'm a cheap holiday expert.
My name's James. I'm Chelsea's housemate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a radio producer.
I'm going to say you're so much more than just a housemate, James.
I am.
So here's how this podcast works. In each episode, I am choosing the activity, where we're going and what we're doing.
Something touristy.
Yes.
And I choose from my drinks trolley the alcoholic beverage that we have. Now, it could be, I've got everything here. I've got Cointreau, port, tequila, various gins.
It's a very important job, James. I hope you don't mess it up. We're gonna start here with a drink
at home,
then we're gonna take you with us, have a drink whilst we're there, and then come back here. We'll give you our review and we will enjoy a beverage when we get back here too.
Yeah.
For the very first episode of Tipsy Tourism, I thought that I needed to choose something quite iconic, James.
Full of tourists.
Something that people think of when they think of London.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the reason that I have selected...
Yeah.
Harrods.
A classic.
It is such a classic go-to. It's on a lot of people's bucket lists when they're thinking of going to London. And I should also point out at this point that James and I live in London.
Yeah.
But we aren't very good at actually doing the touristy stuff.
No, I think a lot of people do that. Mm. They live in London. They never go on an open-top bus. They never go to Harrods. They don't see the Queen's House a lot.
I think this podcast is going to be an amazing opportunity for us to actually get out and do some stuff. And also kind of sort out which is the stuff worth doing and which is actually overpriced tourist faff.
Yeah, well, this one's free.
This one is very, very free, which, you know, I'm a big fan of. My whole thing is cheap holidays, so...
But you can make it expensive if you want, because there's some expensive stuff in there.
There is, but before we crack on with some of the details, I'm a bit parched, James, and I think this is the bit where you come in. What are we drinking today?
So, I'm here, and I've got my drinks trolley.
You have.
And there's everything on here.
I'm sorry, were they some sound effects for us?
No, they're not sound effects. That is genuinely the drinks trolley. It's me sliding stuff around the drinks.
Bloody hell, well, you watch it. You're going to smash some tequila there.
You want Cointreau, you want tequila, I got it. You want vodka, rum, Campari, port, sherry, you name it, it's on here.
Can I ask, when you are selecting the drinks for the activity, are you thinking that'll go beautifully with this activity?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So today...
Great.
We're not... Sometimes we will go appropriate and it'll be tied in nicely.
Okay.
Today, I've got something in four different flavours.
This is the least Harrods appropriate drink I've ever seen in my life.
I have picked a WKD. Now, I've got the classic, the blue.
Yes.
I've got the orange and passion fruit.
I've never tried that.
I think it's new. Pink gin.
That is new. I've never heard of that before.
And berry.
Oh my God. Pass me one of those here. Just the classic one, actually. So if you're listening to this and you're not sure what a WKD is, it's an alcopop.
Vodka.
This, for me, just screams first drinks ever.
It wasn't my first drink.
It wasn't. What was yours?
My first drink, my first alcopop was a hooch, which was an apple. It came back recently.
I think I missed... The bus with hooch.
Now, hooch.
I think I was slight, because I'm 3 years younger than James. I think I missed it just because my first was a Bacardi Breezer orange.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
Now they
Alcopop though.
They were popular and existed when I was, 18, let's say.
No. Tell me, how old were you? Because I always find this fascinating to know when people started drinking in schools.
My first ever try of an alcoholic drink was a can of Stone's Bitter, Stone's Lager.
Oh, my God, that's not a starter drink. Bloody hell.
And it was a bright orange can, and it had, like, a rugby player, I think, on the front in black and white, and that's what I remember. And that was my first drink, but I remember...
How old were you?
Probably 11.
Okay.
10, 11.
That's shocking.
Just a little bit. Just had a sip, obviously, if the police are listening.
Was that your dad's?
Grandad.
Okay. But you had a sip of it.
Colin was like the naughty one. My grandad Colin was the one who'd be like, try this.
Yeah, yeah. This. Well, I never had that. So both my parents are teetotal. So I never had a sip of any drink until I had a proper drink.
No, I remember it was a New Year's Eve and I tried the can of Stones. And I didn't like that. And then I had a hooch. And the hooch, I was like, this is way more me. This exactly. is like apple juice. It's full of sugar.
Well, I think that's why Alcopops is normally everyone's like first drink. I will have been 11 or 12. And I shared a Bacardi Breezer orange with friend.
Not the classic.
A parent had given it to us. So it wasn't like a hush hush. And my mum, if she's listening to this now, will be horrified. She'll be like,
young hip parent though.
I sent you where to drink what? Before a disco. So we used to go to the local village discos. Our schools didn't have discos. They were on once a month and we were allowed half an Alcopop each before we went.
And that's sometimes enough. Sometimes for me, do you know, that's enough.
Yeah.
WKD, most popular Alcopop in 2006.
What a stat.
That's it, I knew that.
Okay, I think you should crack it open.
So, using my... Everyone's got one of these, I'm pretty sure. It's a phallic bottle opener that people bring back from holiday. You ready?
Oh, why have you just...
I've just shook it for the fizz.
It's going to fizz over.
I know. Ooh. Oh, have a whiff of that.
No, hold that up to the mic. This is ASMR time. Oh, that'll send you off to sleep, won't it?
It's not even flat.
Well, you didn't buy it in 2006.
No. It's new. It's like, oh, it's got the new logo.
It has got the new logo.
Smell it.
Try it. Oh, that takes me back.
Do you remember the slogan?
For WKD?
Hmm.
No.
Have you got a wicked side?
No. Yes. There you go. That makes sense. Now.
Try it.
Okay. What I remember is the sugar coating your teeth.
Yeah, it still does that, I think.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, do you know, it's less sugary. I wonder if that's been hit by the sugar tax, you know.
Boo!
I remember that being a lot more sugary.
No, I remember that.
You think that's still got the same amount of sugar in?
I don't know, I just remember the taste, though.
I think I'm going to stick with the blue.
Bit of blue.
You open another, and then halfway through we should swap.
Okay. I'm going to go for an orange and passion fruit. A bit of a cocktail. Right. Ooh.
You should be a barman.
Oh, I have just found a fact.
What's that?
It has changed.
What's changed?
The alcoholic volume. When they originally came on the scene, they were 5.5%. And then now it's just a 4%. So it's basically just a cordial. That's nice.
My one big concern, James, is this is all well and good right now.
Mm-hmm.
These colours of these drinks are quite conspicuous.
So, yeah, I mean, this is a very bright yellow. That's a very bright blue. If you mix these two together, it'd be quite nuclear.
Do you foresee us sipping on these in Harrods is my big question.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we should.
So we're not decanting.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
We're going to get kicked out.
I've got the pink gin that'll be opened in store and the berry one.
You can't wait.
And then we'll have a little wander around.
Yeah.
Whilst browsing Harrods in the different departments.
Exactly.
That is the drink this week. And when we go somewhere new, it won't be a wicked. For the next episode, it'll be a different drink.
Okay. I think we may get kicked out, but hey, I'm willing to give it a go. It'll definitely be a new and different way to do Harrods. And speaking of which, Harrods. Let's have a moment for the place that we're actually going to. The store itself, it occupies 5 acres, which is 1.1 million square foot of retail space. So it's bloody massive. If you go today, it's 8 floors.
And that's what I want to know. It's 8 floors and it's the whole block.
Yeah, I don't really understand what 5 acres is, but it's 8 floors made up of loads of different departments. When I just kind of counted the different types of department, it was 49. So from men's clothing to technology to the food hall, it's got just about everything, I think.
It's got a dress code.
Has it?
Yeah.
What's the dress code? Formal wear?
No. It's like you're not allowed cycle shorts, no string vests. It's not like
okay.
Top hat and a bow tie.
Not morning dress.
But it's like they probably wouldn't stop you from honest, but there is a bit of a dress code that's been there for a while. I think it was just more of a formal thing as a kind of thing to go, yeah, we don't want like football shirts coming in.
And I bet you can't go in like topless in the summer. They'd stop that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Now, they are the facts.
Yes.
The boring facts, if anything.
Boring.
And that's why we've decided when we go to any of these tourist attractions that we have to go and find out five interesting things. We didn't even, like, practice that. We are so in sync, James.
5 interesting things.
This isn't going to be as simple as it may sound, and that's because we both need to agree on these interesting things.
Yeah.
And James and I, we find...
Your definition of interesting is boring. Usually.
No, your definition of interesting is so boring. Like, you will sit and watch a tractor for 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Happily. Brilliant. Boring.
No, it's absolutely brilliant.
So James likes the science, the mechanics, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Boring.
No.
Whereas I like the social history and the nuanced reasons why someone's done something.
Big word.
And James doesn't care less.
No.
So we both need to agree on it. So it needs to be a...
Yeah, no, but I think there's plenty of things in the store that will be both going, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's the hope and that's what we want to bring across.
Yeah.
So let's have a final cheers and let's get on the road and on the tube. Cheers.
Cheers.
So we've just arrived at Harrods. James has already done one and he's talking to the doorman and he's, I don't know what he's up to. I feel like he might be trying to score an interesting thing right out the door. Disgusting behaviour. I think that's competitiveness gone too far. Oh, he's coming back. What are you talking to him about?
He's got a new mate on the front door.
And I know what you're up to.
I already have found out something interesting about Harrods before we've even got in the front door. So, across the road in the street, there is a staff entrance. They go in there and then they go in a secret tunnel underneath the road, underneath our feet now, to get into the store.
Okay, can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Did that man... I will agree that's interesting.
Yes,
if
okay.
you can confirm
yeah.
that man said the words secret tunnel.
I said secret tunnel and he said... You'll hear it. I said secret tunnel and he said yes.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to pause a second for me to listen to this because I'm only giving it to you if he agrees with you that it's a secret tunnel.
Excuse me. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Your staff entrance is here.
Yeah, that's the one.
Do they go in here and then do they go underground? So you've got a secret tunnel?
Yeah, there's a tunnel from there all the way up to the escalator there.
Brilliant. Thanks, man.
I mean, I feel like he was agreeing with you just to shut you up.
Do you know, because we're not technically inside yet, and I've already got plenty of interesting things to talk about, I'm not even going to ask for that one to count.
Okay.
That is interesting, right? Underneath your feet right now, there is a tunnel, secret tunnel,
secret
where the
tunnel.
Staff come into the shop so they don't use the entrance that the customers use. That is cool.
That is cool. And do you know what? You've warmed us up beautifully for actually getting inside Harrods. We have come straight into the perfume section. Oh my God, even through the mask, smells heavenly.
Instantly lost.
Since you kick things off outside,
yeah,
I'm going to kick things off inside.
Go on.
But with a bit of a scene setter.
Hit me.
So Harrods was founded in 1849 by Charles Henry Harrod at only 25 years old. And what's more, it started in a single room, just one, that sold groceries.
Well, he's expanded since then.
He has, and in fact, it opened up as a department store in 1880.
That was before I was born.
Yes, and this current location
was opened in 1905. So I've just hit you with an array of different dates there. What are we saying? Is that classed as interesting enough for this?
No. It's just numbers.
Yeah, I'd kind of agree.
I want something a bit more meaty.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're going to do now that we are inside. Right, should we go for a wander?
Yeah, I know where we're going to go. I know where we're going to go. So I'm bringing you here because I do have a fact.
Oh, go
it's
on.
An escalator fact.
No, this is on my list.
So Harrods had the first escalator in the UK. It was basically a leather conveyor belt.
Right.
And the rumour is that a man would meet you at the top with a glass of brandy to calm the nerves because it was quite a terrifying experience back in the days.
Well,
is that interesting? Because I think it is.
I do think that's interesting, but I'm gonna trump your fact a little bit.
Ooh, trump.
Because I did read about this myself when I was doing my own research. Not only was there a guy giving you brandy, but at the top of the escalator, there was a maid with smelling salts to help revive you if the experience was too much.
Well, guess what? We're on the escalator now. We're approaching the top, genuinely. And is there a little chap or a little lady with some rum or whiskey? I forgot what it was.
Smelling salts at the top?
No.
Terrible service.
Not today. Things have really stepped down.
Can we class that as our first interesting thing? Agreed?
Agreed.
Lock it in. Right, we're now on floor two. Oh my God, we're going shopping. Okay, I'm taking you up the stairs. Gotta get some steps in. I know you do love an escalator, but this is a...
I'm going up the back stairs.
Yeah. I've got to say...
What a shithole.
No, but I have been to Harrods before, very, very briefly. I don't remember, like, the Egyptian vibes.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Up and down the walls, there's, like, hieroglyphics. There's a sphinx over there.
There's Tutankhamun.
Furniture and home. This isn't where I was taking you, but I've just found myself being carried into here. Oh my God. James. Fun game.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular room, who can find the most expensive thing?
Okay, I'm off.
Right, I'll meet
I'm
you back here.
You without moving.
Yeah.
A modular sofa, £40,616.
Whoa, so can you trump that? I'll meet you back here in 2 minutes. Go. Did you find anything that was more expensive than this couch?
Yes.
Did you? Because I didn't.
Yeah. I found a table on sale that was the glass table. You can just see it through the gap there.
Yeah.
It was 60,000.
On sale?
No, the sale price is just 50,999.
What a bargain. Okay, James, we're going to go this way. Going into shoe heaven. So we've got Prada, Dior. We've just passed Chanel with a queue outside. So, in 2007,
yeah,
there are a pair of shoes here.
Yeah.
By the designer Rene Calvilla.
Never heard of her.
I haven't either, to be fair.
Sounds rubbish.
Worth £62,000.
Oh, I know what this one is, because I know the £62,000 stat.
It was guarded.
Yeah.
By a real-life cobra.
That is interesting.
That is interesting.
A cobra stopped people nicking the sandals.
I cannot believe that was done in 2007.
Was it that recent?
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was going to be ages ago, but
no.
A cobra protected some sandals.
Harrods have come out to say that they only did it for like special live events, so I don't think the cobra was mistreated. They didn't, you know, they got their full pension and holiday pay, the perks.
That's good. Nice of them. Now he's off in the Maldives, just living his snaky life.
Best snaky
or
life.
Or her, sexist.
Women can be security guards too.
Yeah, you can. You got to be careful. You got to remember that, haven't you?
Yes, you do. It's now your turn.
I have something, but I need to go down. So, we're here in the basement. And I brought you down here because there's something that's been displayed down here. Now,
right.
Have you heard of a man called Mr. Harrod?
I have, because
we're in his shop now.
We're in his shop.
Have you heard of a man called Mr. Selfridges?
Yes.
Well,
was his name Mr. Selfridges or Mr. Selfridge?
Selfridge, whatever you... Potato, potato. Now, they were around at the same time and they had a bet with one another.
Right. So they were competitors.
Yeah. So in 1917, Mr. Selfridges and Mr. Howard had a deal to see who could sell more and make more profit, and the loser would have a forfeit. And Mr. Howard won.
Does someone have to get naked?
No, no nudity.
Right.
Instead, they had to display a... So Mr. Selfridge commissioned a silver replica to display in the building, and it's been displayed here in the basement of Harrods.
So hang on. Mr. Selfridge lost.
Yeah.
So he had to build a silver replica of Harrods.
Yeah.
And display it in Harrods.
And Mr. Howard displayed it in the shop.
Oh, right. So he just gave it to him. Because I was going to say, a better forfeit would have been if he had to display it in Selfridges, don't you think?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Basically, we're saying, what a cop-out on the forfeit.
Yeah.
But go on, are you going to show me it?
Yeah. Hello. I've heard that in the basement there is a silver model of the Harrods store that is on display somewhere. And Mr. Howard had a bet back in the early 1900s.
That is the second member of staff who doesn't have a clue about James's interesting thing. If this is a thing, then you've smashed it, because
no one
knows about it, so you've found an unhidden fact. Oh my God, he's going again.
Who could take more money?
Yes.
And who won it?
And Mr. Howard won it. And
yes.
Then he had to... Mr. Selfridge made a silver
bird. Okay, we need to catch up. Because what happened was, we were just leaving. I was on the fence about whether that was an interesting thing or not.
Yeah.
And then someone from the gift section stopped us and was like, I've heard you've been asking about the silver building.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, here we go. We're going to get something else. Maybe this is what's going to make it an interesting thing. Anyway, he told us that it isn't in the building anymore.
It's gone. It's in storage, the archive.
But he did say that he has something else for us instead, and that is why we are now currently in the bag section, stood underneath an escalator.
The lower ground.
And in front of us is a tomb.
An Egyptian tomb.
And he said that... He says this to staff all the time. He's worked here for years and years. So many staff do not know about this. And I'll be honest, we came around the corner and we thought it wasn't here.
I thought we were in the wrong place. But here it is. No one around it.
They're even storing, you know those...
VIP rope.
The bits that you put rope between, you let them into a VIP club. They're being stored next to this tomb. So, James... Given the fact that we've been shown something that most of the staff in here aren't aware exists, I'm going to give you your interesting thing.
Thank you.
Well, done.
So not the building, but the tomb. Is
almost like a collab.
Fine.
The tomb and the building have collabed to bring us on this wild goose chase around Harrods.
So come look under this escalator.
James.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I feel a bit parched.
I've got a thirst on.
I think it's time for a WKD in Harrods. So I've just had here it is, that's the proof. You probably can't hear it, it's probably flat. Just had a sippy sip sip.
Ooh.
Your turn, James. A little sippy sip of the it does taste more sippy delicious sip. In a Harrods. It really brings the taste out.
Ooh. Ooh, I've not had that one before.
It's quite nice. It's a pink gin. Pink gin flavour. Right, lovely. We've got a few more interesting things to crack on with.
We do. More facts to see.
So, James.
Yeah?
My next interesting thing.
Yeah?
Is not what I had planned.
Okay.
But what's happened is we both just had the loveliest chat with some of the staff here. In fact, we were talking for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely stuff.
And they could not stop with giving us the most interesting insights to this place.
Oh, so much behind the scenes knowledge.
Oh my God. For instance, one thing that they said, this building is actually, it goes down deeper than it is high.
I know. 9 floors down, did they say?
That's absolutely crazy.
Not one of the facts, though.
Not one of the facts. We're not going to count that. But I do think the most interesting thing that they said to us was, we are back, you can hear it, near the escalators. And when it got bought by...
Mohammed Al Fayed.
Yeah. He's from Egypt. And that's the reason why there's an Egypt vibe in this main stairwell where the escalators are.
So much.
He actually spent £40 million on redoing just this section.
Yeah.
But the super interesting thing is the escalators, when you step on them, are quite slow. Why is that, James?
Because the escalators travel at the same speed as the River Nile.
What?
That's interesting.
That's interesting. That's number 4.
That's crazy to have spent so much money just to do that, but... Fascinating. I had not heard of that before.
I also didn't know how fast the River Nile was, but now I know.
Right. We've got time for one last interesting thing. And for that, we're heading to the food department.
Oh, food. Where there's exotic foods like orange twirls and whisper mints. We're heading to the food section.
Oh my God, the smell instantly. This is my favourite part of Harrods. If you haven't been here before, I mean, this is the only bit I've ever been to. It's decadent food hall vibes. It's beautiful.
Look at these exotic foods. Look at that.
You're pointing out a pot of hummus, which you can get in most supermarkets, James. We've got a butcher.
Olives.
We've got a delicatessen. We've got cakes. We've got names that... I've got a salad bar, a fishmonger. They've got everything. But do you know what they don't have, but they used to, which I'm vying for the 5th and final spot?
What?
A counter where you can get heroin and cocaine.
Heroin? Well, actual drugs, heroin.
Until 1916, you could buy heroin and cocaine over the counter at Harrods.
Really?
And in fact, they used to make up little, like, war bundles for people.
Little wraps?
No, like care packages.
Wow.
For soldiers in the First World War with a bit of morphine in it.
Everyone off their block buying Prada shoes, and they don't do that anymore.
No,
and stopped.
No, that is not a service you can get at Harrods anymore.
Right.
So I'm waiting for your decision.
That is interesting.
It is interesting.
We have a full set.
And do you know what? Now we're in the food section, there's one last thing that I think we should do.
Yeah.
Which will be a bonus interesting thing if they have it.
Yeah.
Do they sell WKD at Harrods?
Well, it's an exotic blue.
This is what I'm thinking. But
genuinely,
there's
no chance.
Do you think no?
No.
Well, it's a major, major brand. It's basically a supermarket, right?
Yeah, but...
I think there's a chance they could have WKD here.
I think there's absolutely no way on earth.
Do you know, I think it'll be expensive, but there could be WKD.
No way.
So... We left you on a bit of a cliffhanger there. But I bet you cannot wait. I bet you cannot wait, James, to hear if I actually managed to find some WKD.
I haven't heard this.
I know. But we'll get to that in a second. But to explain, we are now back at home and ready to give you our debrief.
Yeah. But before we do, time for
our
final drink.
Yes.
So I've got... our berry WKD.
I have never tried a berry WKD in my life. I've never even seen one prior to this. I'm quite excited about it.
Oh, berry going in. Do you know what? Doesn't taste like alcohol at all. Which is really worrying.
Oh my God. That is delicious.
That is lovely.
Though, when we were in Harrods with the pink gin, I genuinely thought we were going to get kicked out.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, we were doing it. We were sensible.
We were.
Did it in the basement.
By a big teddy. And in fact, oh my God, I'm not saying you should break all the rules also, but if you do happen to find yourself in Harrods with a WKD...
Oh my God, go and do it. Yes. Go to Harrods.
Yes.
Crack yourself open a WKD.
Take a photo.
Take a pic.
And tweet us or at us on Instagram. It'll be at Tipsy Tourism on both of those.
Now, will people have to take a WKD to Harrods?
Right.
Because since the start of it, I was like, there's no chance on earth that Harrods is going to have WKD on its shelves.
Right, that's what you thought. You of little faith. Well, do you know what?
What?
You bloody would have seen this all for yourself, but where did you go?
Went to Wanda.
I know, right.
I went around the food hall.
I know, because one second you were behind me searching for WKDs in the chests, and then where did you go?
I was in the fish department.
I honestly wandered around for so long, and I was like, right, I'm just going to leave him to it. I'm going to go find it for myself. So do you want to hear what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me set the scene for you, James. I've left you behind in the fish aisle, in the food section. I had to go elsewhere in Harrods because I was told of a fancy line called the beer wine section.
Yeah.
And here it is. Here we go. Wine, spirits and cigars. What?
There is zero chance that WKD is going to be stocked next to cigars. Play on.
But, oh my God, if you like wine, you need to come here. I've just seen the biggest bottle of wine in my life. It's bigger than a small baby seal. That is how they measure wine, by the way, in the wine industry.
The seal scale.
Okay, there's gins and beers. It's not looking good on the old BKD front. Maybe in the vodka section.
Is WKD vodka?
It's vodka based.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm just going to have to ask her, aren't I?
Good. What are you doing?
I'm finding someone to ask.
Oh, please be a nice person.
Hi there, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Everything's very nice down here.
Everything is very nice around here. Are you around like beautiful ports and extremely expensive champagnes?
Everything in there was like £50 plus, and I was looking for a WKD, all right? I did think it was very nice around there.
What's this guy called?
Not a clue, but he was absolutely bloody lovely.
Poor guy.
Like, you haven't got any WKDs now?
No.
Of course.
You should have a little row of just Alka-Pops and things like that.
Right now he's pressing a little button. He's pressing the button under the desk.
It might bring the tone down a little bit.
It's a panic laugh.
It's amazing everything you've got there.
It's amazing everything you've got here.
Well, look, what else? I was trying to bring up WKD in conversation naturally. That's quite difficult to do in Harrods.
It's probably a sommelier. Is that what they're called?
Yeah,
sommelier?
Someone who, like, is a wine expert.
And they're going, oh, I want a bit more raspberry or a little bit more fruity. And you're going, have you got an Alka-Pop?
To be fair, listening back, that was quite a nervous laugh that he was doing, wasn't it?
So
there you go.
What have you got to say?
Breaking news.
No.
Harrods does not sell WKDs. What a shame.
James, you were correct. There is no WKD in Harrods.
James, you were right. There were no WKDs in Harrods. Because do you know what, James? I don't have a problem with saying when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
No, I'm just rarely wrong.
It will happen. It will happen on this podcast and we will all relish the moment when it does happen, okay? It's
poor
time.
Guy, by the way.
My God, don't feel sorry for him. I probably brightened up his entire day. That's probably the most exciting thing anyone's ever asked him.
No, he's waiting for someone to go, have you got any 150-year-old reds? And then they'll get a stonk on, and then that's what he's after. Right.
Whatever makes him happy.
So we have to review it now.
We really do, because obviously this is a very serious tourist review podcast, and we know this is what everyone's here for. Mm-hmm. Do we recommend Harrods to everyone else? So, first up,
yeah,
have you dropped your drink already?
Yeah.
What was your favourite part?
My favourite part was the food section.
Mm.
I think it's such an amazing place to see so many different amazing foods from all over the world. And it's genuinely... like
not WKDs though.
No WKDs. It's super high quality, expensive food from all over the world. And seeing all that presented the way it's presented in one place is amazing.
It's quite decadent, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a food museum.
And I think they put it on the ground floor, so it's the thing that you see when you walk in, you're like, wow, shit, this is amazing. And like, poshos shop there, like for their day to day shop.
Right. Speaking of poshos, when I lost you, guess what I bloody saw?
Posh people.
You're not going to find this interesting. I already know.
Celebrities.
Sophie Herman off of Made in Chelsea.
Not interested.
I know, but it blew.
I was going to say like.
No, stop. But it blew my mind because Made in Chelsea is a reality show that is about the poshos who live in Chelsea, which is that area, right? But I kind of presumed it was all made up and that they didn't actually live there. So to see her there doing her shopping, I was like, oh my God, she is a legit posho. Do you know what I'm saying?
Awful. Anyway, I don't know the lady.
No. Well, she's striking enough that I recognised her even with a mask on. And you know when you're famous, when someone can do that.
Not the level of celebrity I'm interested in, but some people do their day-to-day shop in that food hall every single day or week or whatever. And that's mad.
That is mad, but don't you think it's even posher to have, like, I was about to say, your servant. Do people have servants still?
Staff.
Assistants.
Maybe.
That's the true level.
What was your favourite part?
My favourite part had to be the people who have worked there for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah, they were.
And there's quite a few of them. And obviously, I don't recommend this if they're busy, but if you do see someone who's perhaps got a bit of time on their hands and get chatting to them, they are the ones who will unearth all the secrets about Harrods to you.
I actually stop and chat to Harrods staff about things and ask them questions about it, especially if they look like they've been there a while.
Like, what you're saying is, especially if they look old.
Chat to the older people.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go to B&Q and you see old people, ask them where like the emulsion is and they're dead chuffed that you've asked them a question. Like, that's what it's like at Harrods.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
What do you think needs improvement?
Oh, I know. I know what needs improvement.
Yeah, I know too. Oh, bloody you know.
I went and asked them about it. I didn't record it. I forgot. But
useless.
They have got rid of their grand piano section. And I was devastated.
Yes.
So there was a whole room about grand pianos. And I was going to go and ask the man or woman if they've ever sold a piano to Elton John. And they were like, no, we've got rid of all of our grand pianos. And all we have now is this one make who do colourful pianos. And that's all we sell now. And I was like, oh, I love the grand piano room because I went as a kid and saw that there. And it gone.
I bet you can guess what I'm going to say about my needs improvement area.
What? Coleslaw section.
WKD! They need to stock their WKD. I feel like it'll bring in a new audience for them.
There's no chance that they're going to sell
WKD. I might write to them. I might
absolutely
write to them.
Ridiculous. Well, apart from that, do you think it was worth it?
I feel like this question is more fitting for other places that we're going to go to because it feels like a really easy answer for Harrods, right?
True.
Because it's free to get into. So is it worth the £0 that we paid?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But is it worth visiting?
Yeah. No, I really think it is because that Egyptian staircase is mind-blowing for a starter. And I think the food section alone is enough to make you go, oh, and also I really did enjoy going around the homeware and seeing those £60,000 carpets and tables. That's just ludicrous. I loved it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it feels like it's the best at what it does.
Yeah.
And I can't think of a better shop in the world. So for that reason,
full stop.
No, I honestly can't think of a better shop in the world.
Oh my God.
Really though.
That's a seal of approval if I've ever heard one.
But where you can go and buy a stupidly priced handbag, some ridiculous caviar, a chicken sandwich is what I bought. Like, where else can you do that? You can go and have dinner. There's loads of restaurants in there.
It's iconic, isn't it? So, this is the first time we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What are your marks out of 10 for the first activity we've done, Harrods?
I'm giving it an 8 out of 10.
Oh my God, that's very high to start on, James.
Solid 8.
That is very high. Well, I'm going to go slightly under.
Ooh.
Oh no, because I was going to go for a 7.5, but then...
Do it.
No, but we have to work out an average score, which would put it at 7.75, quick maths.
Numbers are infinite.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to stand by my laurels. Is that a phrase?
No.
I'm going to stand by my...
Man.
I'm not going to do that.
Beauty.
I'm going to commit to my thoughts.
Yeah.
There we go, that will do. And go for a 7.5 because I would like to leave some room for other things to come in and wow me. But I did really enjoy myself.
That's brilliant.
So combined, that gives us a 7.75. That will now go on to some kind of leaderboard. I'm sure by the end of the series, we'll be able to go, we'll be able to do like a top 8.
Yeah, we can. We can rate stuff and give it an order.
Yeah, so let's see how Harrods does compared to the places that we go to next. So thank you so much for listening to the first ever episode of Tipsy Tourism. If you would like to see some extra photos, some videos of me swigging a WKD next to a giant bear in Harrods, make sure you check out our social accounts, which is at Tipsy Tourism on Instagram and on Twitter. And please do subscribe if you haven't already.
Yeah, and give us a 5-star rating and review, please.
That's right. I've heard that the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, they're not working right now.
No, please.
It has to be just the 5-star.
Give us a nice review. Say something nice. Let us know how many points your IQ went up. That kind of thing. Just leave that in the review so other people think that, oh, they will absorb cleverness through the...
Yeah, that this is a studious... In fact, we might, you know, chart in the business podcast charts.
A review would be lovely.
Yeah, really, really nice. Oh, and tell a friend, post about it somewhere. Honestly, all of that helps us so, so much, especially as we are a brand new podcast.
And we will chat to you next time, when we will be enjoying a drink at a height, and it won't be in a building.
Great tease. Great tease, James. Until then, bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.